are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Week one is in the books. We're moving on to week two with our waiver wire ads.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
Not much, man. Not much. We are back. Week one waiver wire ads. I mean, the NFL is here. It is time to get into the nitty gritty of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And what a crazy week it was. We're going to get into all that good stuff. But first, we got to hear from our friends over at Manscaped. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Manscaped has got amazing things going on, Trey. They've got stuff coming out of nowhere. They've got the ball toner. They've got the Manscaped boxers. What's your favorite thing over there, buddy?
Man, my favorite has to be the lawnmower, the most basic thing they offer. But that thing does everything it says. It takes care of your downstairs. It keeps you groomed. It keeps you cut free. I mean, this thing is awesome. You guys need to go out there and get you a lawnmower 4.0. You will not regret it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you can get you one of those, get you a nose trimmer, get you something purdy at manscaped.com. Use the promo code at the bottom of the screen, SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off.
And free shipping.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Manscaped, baby. Check them out. Yes, sir. Let's keep it rolling, baby. Let's get to a quick recap of week one, Trey. What an insane week it was. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, there was all kinds of crazy things that happened. You know, obviously Joe Burrow and the Bengals didn't do what we expected them to do. The Cowboys shut out the Giants 40-0. I think they said that was the first time that happened since like 95 or something.
Insane. Yeah. Tell me, how does Dak Prescott get 6 fantasy points and they win 45-0?
Because defense win championships.
That's right. That's right. And hey, what about my Buccaneers, baby? Baker Mayfield getting the start, getting the win, game-winning drive number one in week one, Trey. Did you see that coming?
I did not see that coming. However, it was not a pretty win, but a win indeed.
A win is a win, baby. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. You know what I'm saying.
Get your weight up.
That's right. Antonio popping in the comments. What up?
What up, Antonio?
What's happening, buddy? Good to see you. Thanks for popping in. We're going to hit some waiver wire ads here in a minute. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, please don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We gave away a Jalen Waddle jersey last week. We're giving away stuff all the time. Subscribe to the channel. Become part of the family.
Do it.
Anything else worth mentioning week one? Aaron Rodgers is done. Probably forever.
What do you think? I mean, it's insane. You know, 4 plays, $46 million. You know, it sucks that he went down. But, man, you know, I really wanted the Jets to go crazy this year. I mean, Zach Wilson got the dub against the Bills. So, I mean, there's, you know, who knows? Anything's possible. But it really sucks for the whole franchise and for fantasy, man. I really thought Aaron Rodgers was that guy you could grab late in drafts as your quarterback and thrive, and that turned out to be a big bust.
Yeah, it really sucks. I really just wanted to watch Aaron Rodgers in a Jets uniform go through the whole season and do things. Antonio says, oh, no, we suck again. Hey, man, don't worry. They're supposedly looking for you a quarterback to help you out, buddy. So
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that's probably the answer if I had to guess, too. I mean, that's probably the best guy there, I think, that, you know.
Yeah, I think out there right now, that's probably the best answer, you know, just for, dude knows how to adapt to new teams. That's what he does.
It is. Yeah, he definitely get in there and get things moving really, really fast. How about all these big name quarterbacks that just did not do it this week, dude.
Yeah, man, a lot of them. I mean, Jalen Hurts still performed mildly, but he didn't do great for fantasy. I mean, you had Lamar Jackson didn't do great for fantasy. Dak Prescott. I mean, Josh Allen, like all these guys just failed. And you know, what Mac Jones was QB2 on the week. Like, what is that?
That's crazy. Mac Jones, QB2. Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. I think he was trying to, like, play it up because he knew Brady was in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible. But, I mean, they still lost, right? And on Brady Day, so.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty there. But Mac started getting things moving a little bit. But, yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff, buddy. But we're here for a purpose. That purpose is waiver wire ads to help your team this week. For week two, let's go ahead and jump into some quarterback waiver wire ads to help you out. Getting into my first guy, it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey. Jimmy Garoppolo went 20 of 26, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's manageable. It didn't look terrible. I mean, it didn't look amazing, but he did complete 77% of his passes. He actually rushed for 11 yards. So, you know, he was really looking Jacoby Myers' way a lot, which was surprising. Devontae didn't get as many targets as we hoped he would, but I'm sure, you know, it's week one. Let's not panic yet. But what I'm trying to say here is I think Jimmy G would be a great add to your team, two quarterback leagues especially. I mean, if you have a guy go out, Aaron Rodgers maybe, you probably need a guy to pick up. Jimmy G could help you out, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. And let's just point out that the Raiders are the head of their division. Everyone else in their division lost in week one, but the Raiders got the dub.
Yes, sir, they did. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I like Jimmy G a lot, especially for super flex leagues. I think that he looked very competent out there. He's got guys to get the ball to. Jacoby Myers looked way better. You know, I know he was in concussion protocol and everything like that, but he looked way better out there on the field. I really like how the Raiders looked yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who you got for us on the waiver wire ads, buddy?
My first waiver wire ad for quarterbacks has to be the new Brett Favre, the new Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, baby.
Jordan Love, showing some love. What do you
got? 15 for 27, 245 yards and 3 touchdowns, and that was without Christian Watson. I mean, this dude went out there and put on a show, looked poised in the pocket. I mean, he read his reads. He just did what a competent quarterback would do. He looked like a veteran out there, in my opinion, and he didn't even have any amazing wide receivers to throw it to, you know, outside of Romeo Doubs.
Romeo Doubs, baby, getting them bombs. I liked it, man. I liked it. What I saw from Jordan Love. Why do the Packers keep getting so lucky with quarterback strength?
Yeah, man, it's insane. And it might just be the coaching, you know, like they just, Brett Favre taught Rodgers, Rodgers taught Love, and they just carried that, like, you know, re-embodied spirit of a Green Bay quarterback.
That's a great point. They all sat 3 years, so they had time to learn from their predecessor. I like that. Maybe other teams need to take notice for something like that.
No doubt, no doubt.
And Marty popping in. Yo.
What up, Marty?
What's happening, buddy? Thanks for stopping by, man. Jim from Twitch saying hello. What's happening, buddy?
What up, Jim?
What's happening, Jim? Heck yeah. But yeah, Jordan Love, man, I think that's a great pickup. But let's move on to my next quarterback waiver wire ad for week two, and that has got to be Baker Mayfield. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on. Look, 21 of 34, 173 yards, 2 touchdowns. I liked them. They were pretty touchdowns, Trey. They were good to look at. Look, number 13 quarterback of the week. And also just want to say I'm on record saying Baker Mayfield top 15 quarterback this year. I was being modest a little bit. It is Baker Mayfield. And we do know that things can go from bad to worse pretty quickly with this man. But he looked energized, man. He was on the field. He was rushing. He was just I loved what I saw from Baker Mayfield. And I think if you need a quarterback here, man, Baker Mayfield could help you out, Trey.
Yeah, he definitely had that spirit in him. You know, he's out to prove something. He's out to show that he actually is a good quarterback. And then he's just had some struggling years. And he's out to prove it, man. You saw it in the game. I mean, he was 100% in there, and he was 100% ready to be a Buccaneer. So I like what I see.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
But moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, it's Matthew Stafford, man. I mean, he looked like, you know, Super Bowl Matt out there, 24 for 38 for 344 yards. He did not throw a touchdown on the day, but Seattle's defense really held that. They still got the dub, but he didn't even have Cooper Kupp out there, and he put up those kind of numbers. When Kupp gets back, that dude's going to be insane.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford, this is somebody that I said in during all the mock drafts that we did this year that is somebody that's being slept on, Matthew Stafford. There were rumors that said that he wasn't connecting with the young players. That's okay, because Matthew Stafford came out and he balled out, man. So Matthew Stafford, I think, is definitely somebody that you could maybe get on your team. So I like that a lot, Trey.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, that's the quarterbacks. A few quarterback waiver wire ads to help you out through the season. But now let's get to our running back waiver wire ads. And I'm going to kick us off here with a guy that, I'll be honest, I didn't see coming. There's so much going on in that backfield. Who knew? But Tyler Algier, this is a guy that has made our waiver wire list more than once, and I have a feeling he's probably going to make it a couple times this season, Trey. He rushed for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns, 16 carries. I mean, it's crazy. Bijan got enough work to be fantasy relevant. Tyler Algier got enough work to be fantasy relevant. He caught 3 balls. I think Tyler Algier could be a solid flex in your leagues, man. Tyler Algier, Trey.
Yeah, I think he's gonna weekly occasionally take touchdowns away from Bijan, you know, like this week I feel like he robbed 2, but you know, that'll consistently happen here and there, and he's also getting work on the ground. So I like what I see. If a team can make 2 running backs fantasy relevant, it's the Atlanta Falcons more than anybody else. So I like it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And JGM says, I can't wait to see the Kupp and Nuka on the field together, Trey.
Definitely, definitely. That's going to be exciting. But, I mean, how many targets can go around, you know?
I don't know if anybody could do it. I think Stafford could probably make it happen, you know?
For sure.
Derek over on Facebook saying, I've got the Cowboys defense and Ayuk on my waiver claims. I bet you do. Wait a minute. Ayuk is on waivers?
I mean, I'm sure that he is in some leagues. You know, a lot of people, I didn't really believe in Ayuk, but I believed in him enough to draft him. So,
yep. I did too, buddy. I did too. Awesome. Yeah.
But let's jump to our next running back waiver wire ad. And this is kind of a twofer here. Obviously, J.K. Dobbins is out for the season. Gus Edwards and Justice Hill, both of these guys, each of them had 8 carries apiece in the game. Gus Edwards had 8 rushes for 32 yards and Justice Hill had 8 rushes for 9 yards, but 2 touchdowns. If I'm you, I'm grabbing Gus Edwards, but if Gus Edwards isn't available in my league, I would go ahead and grab Justice Hill just in case, because we're not really sure how the game script's going to go for the Ravens. You know, they were kind of thrown off with J.K. Dobbins' injury. I don't know why they would be. It's consistent. So the game script didn't really go for these guys, but we'll see how it goes next week. Either way, if one of these guys are out there, throw them on your bench, not necessarily start them, just see, you know, who's going to put the numbers up for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm willing to start. I mean, if I have no other option, I think I like Edwards here. We've seen both of these guys come in J.K. Dobbins' injuries, come in and do things. So I think, like you said, Edwards, I think, is the move. But Justice Hill, why not? It's definitely a split backfield. Also, I think Melvin Gordon is coming in there to hang out, right?
Yeah, Melvin Gordon got moved up from the practice squad. You know, I have a hard time seeing them just moving him into Dobbins' role, but it's very possible, you know. But I think even Melvin Gordon's one of those guys that you could wait a week and he'll still be on waivers next week.
Definitely, definitely. Unless you're in those deeper leagues, you're probably right, buddy. Probably right. Guys, don't forget to hit the like button for your boys over here. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We appreciate the love, and we're working hard over here for you guys. So do us a little favor, smash that like button for your boys. Moving on to the next running back waiver wire ad, Trey. This is a guy who, you know, I like this guy coming in last year. He never seemed to get the work that we hoped he would. It's a team that we've already talked about already today, but that is Kyren Williams. what can I say? 15 carries, 52 yards, two touchdowns. Look, Cam Akers owners, I think you should be panicking. I was never really big on Cam Akers, but this is just making me realize that what I thought was probably right. Cam Akers did what, 22 carries for 29 yards? How do you get 22 carries and only 29 yards? That's not good. So Kyren Williams got in there. You know, he wasn't amazing, but he got you some touchdowns, man. So this is definitely somebody that I think is worth an ad, Trey.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. The only thing that scares me is the way the Rams running back system works is like every week it's a little bit different. You know, 1 week Cam Akers has like 100% of the snaps and the next week he's on the bench and you're like, what are y'all doing out here? But it's clear to see that Kyren Williams is very competent on the field, looked really good running downhill. I like him as an ad. Go get that guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. JGM says Dobbins is consistently good and consistently injured.
Exactly.
Exactly, exactly. And Marty says, how scared are we for Akers? I mean, I just said it, bro. Panic. No. Trey, he probably will have some good weeks.
I wouldn't hit the red button yet, but I would be worried, you know, that he's not going to be your RB2 type. I think he's flex-worthy at best, you know, going forward until we see something different.
For sure, for sure.
But jumping to our last running back waiver wire ad, it's Joshua Kelly, baby. 16 rushes for 91 yards and a touchdown. Looks like they're going to kind of split the carries a little more here with Eckler. I mean, he had the exact same amount. Eckler had 16 carries, but Eckler had several more targets, obviously. Joshua Kelly had one target. But the thing is if you go out and get Joshua Kelly, if Eckler gets hurt, Joshua Kelly's a league type winning running back because he's going to take over that whole backfield and it's going to be insane. But for right now, even I think he's definitely flex worthy. I don't think that Eckler owners need to worry because Eckler's going to get his through the air anyway. But Joshua Kelly putting in work on the ground.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Eckler will get his 100%. You're right there. Joshua Kelly. I mean, we saw spurts of this guy last year where he was doing big things. In a pinch, Joshua Kelly, I think, is definitely worth an ad if they're splitting more carries over there. I like Joshua Kelly as an ad, buddy.
Definitely.
And Marty says, James Cook above Akers now?
100%. Yes, 100%. James Cook looked like a monster in that game. I mean, he was out there for almost every play. He was catching passes. He was running. And that was against a Jets defense that were stomping the Bills. So I can't wait to see him in a all-out shootout.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree, buddy. I love me some Cook. But before we keep this thing rolling, let's just talk real quick about our new partner, Thrive Fantasy, Trey. Right now, Thrive Fantasy players get a $250 deposit match if you use our promo code 4thandflex. And they don't just offer NFL. We are the NFL guys. But if you like other sports, you can check out some of these other sports. They even got eSports, man. Thrive Fantasy, one word, Thrive Fantasy. Check them out. If you like some over-unders and big chances to win money, Trey, this is your place.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, so when I first got Thrive Fantasy, I downloaded that, uploaded $25. They matched it. And I went out there, enjoyed a couple of the events they had going on. One of them was a $0 entry. And all you do is you go in there. They got about 10 players with over-unders on different things like passing yards, rushing yards, touchdowns. And you pick over-under, over-under all the way down. And then you get points for when you get it right. Most points wins money. The first entry I put in for a $0 bet, I won 10 bucks. I got 8 out of 10 right and won 10 bucks, 53 out of 1,200. So go check it out. I mean, it's risk-free. You know, throw it down. Go crazy.
Plus, you know, they're giving you up to $250. I threw 50 on there, got 100, man, and I'm playing for at least a week or two, buddy, so I love it. Use promo code 4thandflex. It's down in the description. Thrive Fantasy is the place to be for you sports bettors out there.
Check them out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But let's move on to the part that people are probably super excited about, and that is our wide receiver waiver wire ads, Trey. I'm going to kick us off here, buddy, with a guy who we kind of talked about a little bit earlier, man. And this is a guy that we probably didn't see this one coming. You know, I was drafting him in a lot of drafts I was doing, but that is Jacoby Myers. Look, like I said earlier, he got more targets than Devontae Adams. You know, that's probably not something that we can count on every week. But Jimmy G, when he was looking for somebody, it seems like Jacoby Myers was always the guy that he needed. Now, we know he is in concussion protocol right now, so that's definitely something to monitor. But I definitely think that if healthy, Jacoby Myers is a good flex spot for you, Trey.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, he got more targets than Devontae Adams and he didn't even play the whole game. So, you know, definitely monitor the concussion protocol. But if he's out there on your waivers, add him because he will not be there next week.
Most definitely, Trey.
But jumping to my next wide receiver waiver wire ad, I have Puka Nacua, the third Ram on our waiver wire list. Man, we're grabbing some Rams this week.
That,
10 receptions, 15 targets, and 119 yards. 15 targets. I mean, is this Cooper Kupp Jr.? You know, they do have a tough matchup this week against the Niners. So I'd kind of play it safe. You know, if you need to start him, do that. But I would be a little bit worried with that Niners defense. But you need him on your bench because, like I said, if you don't grab him this week, he won't be there.
Puka Nacua, everybody is raving about this guy. D-Bro from Fantasy Pros, every time I think of Puka Nacua, I think of that guy because he was on the Puka Nacua train. I can't say his name enough, my friend. He was on that Puka Nacua train, so I can't help but think that that's D-Bro's dude over there. So D-Bro knows his stuff, so Puka Nacua is definitely, definitely worth an ad, buddy.
For sure, for sure.
But let's keep it rolling. Let's keep this bad boy going to my next wide receiver waiver wire ad for this week. Another team that we've been talking about, Zay Jones. Look, Zay Jones was the wide receiver 31 on the week. A trusted red zone target for your boy Trevor Lawrence over there. So that's definitely something. Now, I have been blowing the Christian Kirk alarm all summer long, and I'll be the first to admit, maybe week one didn't go the way we were hoping it would go. The way I kind of see this thing going is it feels like you're going to get 1 week, Zay Jones is going to blow. Kirk Cousins will blow. I mean, Christian Kirk will blow the next week. You know, it's just going to be the problem is going to be finding that week and figuring it out. You know what I mean? But I definitely like Zay Jones as an ad. This guy is good at what he does, Trey.
Yeah, and I think if Trevor Lawrence keeps playing the way he is, there'll be weeks where both of them take off. You know, Trevor Lawrence looked great out there. I like Zay Jones as an ad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tommy popping in the comments. It's the love pack, baby. What up, fam?
What up, Tommy? We just got done talking about Jordan Love a little bit ago. Yeah, we know your boy can do it.
You know Tommy's ecstatic after that win, buddy. I guess that the Packers still own the Bears, like you said.
There you go. But jumping to my last wide receiver waiver wire ad, it has to be Rashid Shaheed. He had six targets, five catches for 89 yards and a touchdown on top of two rushes for 11 yards. He accounted for two of the three longest plays in the game, so they're looking for him deep. They're giving him runs. Man, I love this team. Like I said, this offense and the Saints are going to have a pretty easy schedule. And Rashid Shaheed, man, is stepping up and making plays. So go out and get you some.
Rashid Shaheed, another guy's name I just can't say enough. I love me some Rashid Shaheed. He was definitely being undervalued by me amongst other people in the drafts, man. I think Rashid Shaheed would be a great pickup for your team, Trey. I love it. I love it. That's our wide receiver waiver wire ads. But let's get on to the tight ends, man. Them big old tight ends that we just, you know, you never can seem to nail. And I'm going to kick us off here with another guy who last year really impressed us and is already starting off big this year. And that is Jawan Johnson. Look, you got 3 of 5 targets. It's not a lot, but again, it's the tight end position, Trey. He definitely has an impressive upside as the season progresses. I love Juwan Johnson. Last year, this guy, you couldn't keep him out of the end zone. Mm-hmm. I definitely think this guy is going to do some big things as the season progresses, Trey.
Yeah, man, like I said, the Saints have a fairly easy schedule this year. Juwan Johnson is a red zone target for this team, and they look great, man. I'm excited to see this team play all down the year. You need to go out and get you some Juwan Johnson if you're struggling at tight end.
Yes, sir.
But moving to our next tight end waiver wire pickup, it's Hayden Hurst, baby, for the Carolina Panthers. He had 5 receptions on 7 targets for 41 yards and a touchdown. Led the Panthers in receiving, which, you know, 41 mm-hmm. yards doesn't sound like a lot, but he did lead the team. You know, Bryce Young, like I said in our last video, week one for these rookie quarterbacks is kind of nerve-wracking, and they don't normally produce the way you want them to, but this is going to increase. And Hayden Hurst is kind of his safety blanket that he's been using, and he's going to continue. So go get you some Hayden Hurst for an easy tight end fill.
I'm just getting deja vu here, buddy. You and Hayden Hurst every year, there's a connection there. I just know it. I know it. Yeah, Hayden Hurst, great tight end. Looks like he's on a team where he can definitely be appreciated. Last year on the Bengals with just some killer wide receivers. But Hayden Hurst is a great route runner. He's a good blocking tight end. I love Hayden Hurst, man. And go and grab him on your team now. But let's keep it going. Let's keep it rolling to the next guy. And this is a guy on the Rams again. We can't stop talking about the Rams, man. And it's Tyler Higbee, man, a Super Bowl winning tight end. 3 passes for 49 yards. Man, that offense looked explosive. I mean, just they were doing crazy things. We know Stafford was having problems with those younger guys on the team. Tyler Higbee is a guy that he knows. He knows where he's going to be. They've got good chemistry. When it comes to tight ends, I think Tyler Higbee can help you out, buddy.
Yeah, man, Tyler Higbee's just kind of one of those middle-of-the-pack boring tight ends, but he's putting up points for fantasy, and that's the kind of guy I want on my team.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire pickup. We got to go all the way back to Thursday Night Football, and that's Sam Laporta, baby. Mm-hmm. 5 targets, 5 receptions for 39 yards. Considered this tight end 2 on the team behind Brock Wright, but Sam Laporta looked amazing out there. I guarantee you his target goes up in this next game. His volume's going to increase, and being the better tight end on the team will get him more work. You know, he just looked great out there, and this team is starting to realize that Sam Laporta might be somebody to put out there ahead of Brock Wright.
Okay, I love it, man. It seemed like every time I looked up, Sam Laporta was getting the ball, man. Every time he was open, he was there for Jared Goff. Sam Laporta, man, if you didn't draft this guy, if he's on the waiver, Sam Laporta is going to be a great tight end waiver wire ad, Trey.
For sure.
Absolutely. But that is our waiver wire ads for week 2. So we got good things coming, buddy. But it's time for a little segment from last year, buddy. Let's get on to Trade Dad Dude. Yes, sir. Trade that dude. Talking about guys that you're just done with. You want to trade them, and you want to know what you can get for these guys. It's week 1. You don't want to panic too much. We're not going to go crazy here, but trade, you got to trade that dude for them.
Yeah, man. So my trade that dude this week is Cooper Kupp, man, and I want you to trade for Cooper Kupp. I think that a lot of people, you know, are upset. They drafted him high. They've got him on IR. They're several weeks out. But if you've already got a team that you kind of feel like is going to get you somewhere, why not start building it for the playoffs and go get you some Cooper Kupp? You can probably get him at a steal for right now because he's on the IR. The closer we get to him coming off IR, the more he's going to cost. So go out right now and try to make some trades. And obviously, you know, some people are going to be coveted more on Cooper Kupp, but some people are really mad that they, you know, drafted this dude early and he's on their IR. So go out there and throw out some trades and see what you can't pull off.
I promise you, if I had Cooper Kupp and somebody threw me a good offer, I would take it. So, yeah. I mean, that's great advice, Trey. I mean, I'm definitely the guy that's more of a win right this moment kind of guy. So if I had Cooper Kupp, I don't know if I could wait for him and just have him sitting there taking up real estate on my bench, Trey.
For sure, for sure.
Bayou Bengal popping in the comments. Hit the like button, y'all. You heard Bayou Bengal, man. Hit that like button for your boys, man. We appreciate the love, Bayou. Thank you, buddy. But for my trade, that dude is another guy that you need to go get, and that is Joe Burrow. I mean, if you've watched the show even once, you know I love me some Burrow, man. That game was rough. It was hard to watch, man. And anybody who got Burrow might be panicking just like the Cooper Kupp owners. So maybe if you send somebody a decent quarterback and maybe sprinkle a running back or somebody in there, I think you could probably get Burrow from one of these guys, Trey.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, would you take Trevor Lawrence straight up for Joe Burrow?
I wouldn't. But I could see somebody doing
it. Exactly.
Because Trevor Lawrence had a good game. Burrow didn't. I think anybody who's previously owned Joe Burrow knows to wait and hold on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, go get Joe Burrow, man, because he's going to do big things for you. And Just Killer says, hello.
What up on Twitch?
What's happening? We got some people on Twitch in here, Trey. I love it. I love it. And I do see your starts and sits questions. We'll get to that in the end, but let's go ahead and get on to the gag bag. That's right, Trey, the gag bag. This is players that we are dropping like they're hot. We're done with these guys. The gag bag, Trey. Who do you got for the gag bag?
So normally with the gag bag, you know, it's guys that you don't want on your team for the rest of the season. You know, that doesn't mean down the road a couple seasons later you're going to go get them and that's not a problem. But these are just guys that this season you're just done with them. But this is a guy specifically that I will never draft ever again, no matter how many years he plays left. I'm just not risking it. And that is J.K. Dobbins, man. I'm done.
J.K. Dobbins might be done with J.K. Dobbins. That's all I'm saying. J.K. Dobbins, throw him in the gag bag. Okay, and I got one for you, too. And, you know, this one kind of hurts me a little bit because I was I like this guy a lot. I still like him, but that is Deuce Vaughn. Okay, look, I like Deuce Vaughn. I think he's going to be explosive. I just think he needs a little more time. They got Tony Pollard. They got another guy behind Tony Pollard. I mean, so many things have to happen for Deuce Vaughn to become fantasy relevant, Trey.
Yeah, man, I get that completely. You know, I just don't see it happening this year.
Exactly, exactly. Deuce Vaughn, throw him in the gag bag. And Marty says, Deion Jackson. Yeah, there's another guy that Trey, I think you did throw him in the gag bag.
I did. I had him and I dropped him like it was hot.
Deion Jackson, throw him in the gag bag. Just Killer's got one for us. Throw Aaron Rodgers in the gag bag if he is not already. Aaron Rodgers.
Throw him in the gag bag.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. All right. So we got through our waivers. We got through our trade, that dude. Now all that's left is some Thursday night football starts and sits. Yeah, we over here jamming, Trey. We over here jamming. All right, we got Thursday night football. We've got the Vikings at the Eagles, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 48.5 points. DraftKings has the Eagles winning by 7.5. Surprisingly, I have the Vikings getting the dub here. I think this is the first, one of the only losses the Eagles will take this year.
Wow. Wow. Trey not taking the Eagles here. That's insane. I gotta know. Well, first off, I actually think the Eagles are going to win this game. It's the Vikings can't beat the Bucs with Baker Mayfield, how are they supposed to beat the Eagles, Trey? I know they've got weapons. I know it's probably going to be explosive on the offensive side of the ball for the Vikings, but I think the Eagles take it, Trey.
Yeah, man, you know, I just think that the Bucs Vikings game was kind of a fluke. It really looked like the Vikings were looking better on offense. It just didn't work out for them. I think they come back. I don't think they go 0-2. I think the Vikings come back, step up, and they learn from their mistakes, and they win this game. I think the Eagles, are a little too reserved right now. I think that they need something to wake them up, and I think the Vikings will do that.
Okay. And Just Killer over on Twitch says he's taking the Eagles too. So, yeah, there you go. I like it. But let's get to some starts and sits here, Trey. I'm going to start with the Vikings here. I mean, I feel like I'm starting pretty much all these guys. I'm starting Kirk Cousins. I'm starting Justin Jefferson, of course. I'm going to go ahead and start Hockenson. I'm going to start Alexander Mattison. The only guy I don't think I really feel comfortable starting is going to be KJ Osborne, Trey.
Don't forget about Jordan Addison, baby.
Oh, Jordan Addison, yes. You're right. You're 100% right. Start Jordan Addison too, man. This guy's already getting touchdowns in week one, so definitely worth a start, Trey.
No doubt. I definitely agree with you on those. My Eagles starts this week. It's pretty similar to last week, but you got Jalen Hurts. You got A.J. Brown. You're starting Devonta Smith. You're starting get Dallas Goedert this week. I know he put up a goose egg last week, which almost means that he probably won't do that this week. So if you drafted him, I would start him. You know, don't hate on Dallas Goedert. It was a rough week for him against a good defense. And I'm actually starting DeAndre Swift this week. I know it's tough. I know it looked bad, but Kenneth Gainwell's been out with a rib injury. He's missed two practices this week. It's a Thursday night game. It's a quick turnaround. And DeAndre Swift is next in the lineup. I know Boston Scott got more work this past week, but I think it'll be a split between Swift and Boston Scott. And I think this will be a more offensive game to where they're going to be throwing the ball a lot more. I think DeAndre Swift's going to get some targets, and he's going to get some work out there.
I love it, buddy. Start DeAndre Swift. I love it. Let's see. Jim says you can never count out the Vikings if they have Jefferson.
Agreed.
And Just Killer says you can never count out the Vikings if Cousins is providing Jefferson.
There you go.
Week
got a lot one. Of Vikings fans in the chat, right?
I know. I see that. Guys, I'm going to ask you one more time. Please don't forget to hit the like button for your boys. The guys over on Twitch, don't forget to come over to YouTube. Subscribe to your boys here on Fourth and Flex, Trey. Week one in the books, man. What else, man? What do you think?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm excited. We're here. We're getting stuff done. You know, it's another day, another dollar out here for football, baby.
Yes, sir. Just Killer says he's a Chiefs fan, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well,
There you go. Yes, sir. Guys, don't forget, man, you can get all your advice from your boys here on Fourth and Flex. If you follow us on Patreon, our Patreon has officially launched. Patreon.com/Fourth and Flex will help you with your team, a little one-on-one time with your boys. You're going to get injury reports and all kinds of other things that normal people aren't going to get from us. Check us out on Patreon, man. Become a part of our family. And another thing, don't forget, we got merch. We got shirts, hats, everything you need to be looking fresh. Check out our merch down in the description below, man. We love you guys, man. And it's been a great week, Trey. I'm so pumped football's back.
No doubt. And for you guys over on Twitch, if you don't mind, hop over to YouTube, hit a subscribe for us, and hit that notification bell so you can be in with us. And whenever we start giving out more signed jerseys and everything, that's how you enter. You got to be subscribed to the YouTube channel and comment on the video. So if y'all want to win some free signed jerseys, why don't you hop on over, hit the subscribe, and give us some love.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.